never thought you'd be there, because it's been so long since Donegal been involved. One step at a time, like, it's hard to believe. It's been how many months now? 3 to 4 months. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to believe it was that long. It's just been taken one step at a time, and we're there.
You're based in Dublin, living in enemy territory all week. How does that affect the preparation?
That doesn't affect. I'm going to just go on myself. Like, the Dublin fellas train in DCU, and where I live in DCU, and Michael as well. And just, you see fellas going around, you see them going into the gym there, and fellas, I'm going to be marking next week, and I just think, oh, it's alright, like, I'll do my stuff, you do your stuff, and I'll see you there. Mm. Kind of, but that's really it. I'm just going to go on my own.
I remember talking to you after the Ulster final, and delighted and delirious and all the rest, but you said something that sort of stuck with me the last couple of weeks. That wasn't enough, and it's still not enough.
Oh no, it's not enough. Like, I'm always going to hold that Ulster final in the heart, but now it feels it's nowhere near enough. So it feels like the first round, it was a first round game. Mm-hmm. And this is the big one now. It doesn't get any bigger than this, and I'm just going to go for it as if this could be my last All-Ireland final.